3 non-commercial movie showings between now and next Wednesday, and typically 2 of them are simultaneous tonight. At 7 tonight, one of the movies you really need to see on a big screen, 2001 A Space Odyssey, shows in the Orpheum. Half an hour later at 7:30, the Tallgrass Third Thursday of the Month series will show a Finnish movie, Mother of Nine, a nominee for the 2005 Academy Award for Best Foreign Film. The story of a 9-year-old Finnish boy who is sent to Sweden to live out the Second World War and then back to Finland after the war is over, making him try to adjust to 2 wrenchings from the only homes he knew. That's tonight, 7 in the Orpheum for 2001 and 7:30 for Mother of Mine in the Warren East Theater, way out East 13th. And the third non-commercial is, of course, the next movie at the Blank Page Gallery, 917 West Douglas, Tuesday at 7:30. It's 1973's Badlands, Terrence Malick's fictionalized version of the traveling killing spree of Charles Starkweather and Carol Fugate in the 1950s, starring Martin Sheen and Sissy Spacek as a pair that will remind you of Bonnie and Clyde, though the movie is very different. And commercially, we have a movie that shares the traveling theme of Badlands and the traveling and loss of family themes of Mother of Mine. It's called Sin Nombre, which translates as Nameless in its native Spanish. It's subtitled in English. It's about a pair of youngsters who travel from their native Honduras northward across Mexico to get to the United States and, they hope, a better life. Both boy and girl lose their families because of the actions of some exceptionally vicious gang members I will simply call Central American because I'm not sure what all the countries of origin are. Eventually, the pair are pretty much alone, and there may be a love story here or not depending on what you require of a love story. Whatever the relations are, they are expressed in actions rather than words, so the interpretations are up to you. Travel is mostly by train and not by coach or first class or even boxcar, which might almost seem luxurious to the load of immigrants that swarm all over the roofs of the cars, jumping on and off while the trains are moving, with hazards neither overused nor overlooked. There's no effort to explain why anybody would want to join such savage societies as the gangs represent. Presumably, it's a matter of physical survival, though that is not guaranteed, and psychological survival seems all but impossible. But the gangs virtually rule the railroads that are the only way to cross Mexico, and at times our protagonists are pursued by police, gangs, family, and even mere bystanders, at least to the extent that nobody dares to associate with them. There's plenty of suspense, and each new situation develops the relationship between hero and heroine, as well as the characters themselves, especially the girl, who may be the simpler of the two, but is not required to suppress every feeling. Sin Nombre is not a deep study of anybody, and is limited to a tiny subset of society, immigrants and gangs. It is not a comment on the current immigration problem. But it is a superior chase thriller in an unusual setting, strong on credibility, with excellent casting and acting, and beautiful photography where appropriate. Those who are put off by reading subtitles will be depriving themselves. Jim Erickson, over and out.